Blog Talk Radio.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transition. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
This program is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to Josie's Inspiration Radio Network. I am your host, Josie Hopkins, and this show is my gift for giving back to God for all that He has done for me. And today, a part of my mission today, as I talk to you each week about A to Z essential oils for cancer care. That's A to Z essential oils for cancer care. My goal today is to share once again experiences that I have had as a cancer victor. Three times now I've been diagnosed with cancer. Three times God has made me victorious over the diagnosis. And it is my purpose and my mission to fulfill my promise to Him, which is to share what He brought me through and how I can help others to find a way to address concerns that you have regarding cancer using essential oils. And I will remind you each week that I do this broadcast that what I share is for informational purposes only. I am not a doctor. I'm not a physician. I don't have an MD or a PhD, but I share from the heart, I share from my personal experience, and I share this information on things that I have done and things that I continue to do as a three-time cancer victor. And so A to Z, essential oils for cancer care, last call I did A, and today I'm going to talk about B, and B is brain fog. Brain fog, also called chemo brain, chemo head, chemo fog, or it is considered also to be cancer-related cognitive dysfunction. Anyone who has ever had a cancer diagnosis can probably attest to some of the things that I'm going to share with you today about brain fog. So what is cancer-related brain fog? People treated for cancer often notice changes in their thinking and their cognitive abilities during and after treatment. This is known as cancer-related brain fog, and it's sometimes called chemo brain or cancer-induced brain fog or some different variation of that. And as I talk about some of the things that cause or the symptoms that are related to that, I'm going to share with you some of the oils that I know are very beneficial, oils that I use continually. Even now as I'm talking to you, I'm just using one of the oils that I'm going to talk about a little bit later called awareness, because I needed to really be focused. And so I wanted to prepare myself with prayer first this morning and with my oils. And so I'm going to just pause for a second and give thanks to God. I thank you, dear Lord, for allowing me this platform to follow in the direction that you gave me years ago, to use my voice, as a cancer victor, to help others be inspired through their journey of that diagnosis. And dear Lord, as I share this message today, let my words, let this message resonate on the heart of someone who is listening live or listening recorded to this message, so that they will know that the victory is yours. And whatever we're going through really is not as devastating as we imagine it to be. When we hear the word cancer, we often think, as I did when I first heard it, I thought death. But dear Lord, it is only in you that I live and that I find my purpose and that I walk in this purpose for your desire for my life. And today, bless the words that I share and let them be used for the edification and for the benefit of someone else who is walking in the journey of cancer. These things I ask in the precious name of your Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, whose life was shed for me. And I know by his stripes I have been healed. Amen. And so, what is that brain fog? Well, it can include a lot of things. It can attention, the inability to focus on a task or concentrating. Memory is challenged greatly for those who are undergoing cancer and who experience brain fog. Multitasking, keeping your train of thought while talking, finding the right words during conversation. You know, that's one of the things that's most challenging because, you know, when we are talking and when we are sharing with people, we want to be really clear in our conversation. And so even today, as I am, you know, post-cancer now, diagnosis, I don't know, 13, 15, 18, whatever number of years, I know that there are often times that I feel that in the midst of my talking, I lose my train of thought. Now, you might be thinking, well, if you had cancer that far back, is it still brain fog? Or is it just aging, or is it pre-Alzheimer's? You know, all those things come into mind when we think about what happens to the brain as a result of cancer. And so, you know, one of the other challenges that I experienced was after my third cancer diagnosis and the treatments that I went through for the first and the second, and then I began using the essential oils specifically around some nutritional changes with my third diagnosis, I was then later diagnosed with a brain tumor. And so, you know, I give myself permission to have forgetfulness. I give myself permission to not remember sometimes what I want to say in the midst of a conversation. And I don't beat myself up sometimes when I don't remember names or dates or when I can't calculate in my head like I used to. You know, some of the causes that or symptoms that can occur with that diagnosis: hormonal changes, fatigue, pain. We don't eat properly when we're going through cancer treatment or diagnosis because our focus is so wrapped up in the words cancer or the diagnosis that sometimes just doing the things that are normal or that would be easily done repetitiously becomes a challenge. And so we can lose sleep. We can have challenges with our eating. We can have challenges with our nutrition, with our body, going through so many changes. And this is really even unrelated to maybe the chemo and the radiation. But even with the chemo and radiation, there can be extreme challenges for the body. I know for myself, I went through radiation You know, we lose our hair, fingernails turn black, toenails turn black, the taste in your mouth changes. Everything starts to change. The radiation can burn your skin. The chemo can cause you to have difficulty with eating because of sores in your mouth. But the brain fog is something that is so alarming that, you know, sometimes it just throws you for a loop. I can remember personally in my own experience, I felt it was very frustrating and disempowering. I was a consummate professional. I always prided myself in my memory for details and numbers. Professionally, I was an accountant, and I work with numbers every day. And I love the fact that I could do calculations in my head, and then when I checked them on the calculator, I was absolutely right. But then it became a challenge for me to do some of those simple tasks. And so when I walked away from my job, it was clear to me that it was not possible for me to be there because my cognitive functioning had been impaired by the diagnosis and by the treatments that I had received. I had been involved in numerous extracurricular activities in my church, on community boards. I worked and I traveled as an independent direct sales entrepreneur. My children were off in college, so I would travel to see my daughter at University of Maryland. I would travel to see my son at Phillips Exeter Academy in New Hampshire. But it really became a challenge, even as my husband and I traveled, because driving was challenging for me. And so it was frustrating. It was a frustrating experience for me to accept cancer as a diagnosis and to handle the forgetfulness that was associated with chemo brain. I specifically remember one day that I got lost driving to meet my husband in a familiar location. He called and he said, "Okay, babe, I need you to meet me." I think he was going to take my car to be serviced. And so I got in the car, headed off to go meet him, hopped on the highway, Interstate 64 in Richmond, Virginia, started driving. And suddenly, I couldn't remember where I was going. And I drove, and I drove, and I drove around, and I began to cry. And I can remember that experience now so vividly because it was like I was in a fog. I was truly in a fog because I didn't know where I was, didn't know where I was driving to. And fortunately, I had a cell phone. And so when my husband called to say, "Where are you? I'm waiting. You should have been here a while ago," I just broke down and cried because I didn't know where I was. I was just aimlessly driving. That brain fog had just overcome me, and I couldn't focus on where I was going. And so I remember he instructed me to look at the signs and to get off at the next exit. And he would come for me. And he did. It was really hard to understand what was going on with me because I remember no one had really explained what chemo brain was. You know, as different changes happened in my body, I would ask my doctor, "Is this related to chemo? Is this related to the cancer?" I even remember my menstrual cycle stopped. And I asked my doctor, "Is this because of the chemo?" And they said, "Are you in menopause?" And I'm like, "Well, how would I know if I'm in menopause? I've never been in menopause. You're the doctor. You should have the answers." But they don't have all the answers. They don't. And so for me, the answer was not just to rely on the doctor. I turned to God in every occasion in my life since a child. I know that I've always turned to him. And so this morning I stopped to take a look at my journal. And I've got journals that go back forever, but I specifically journaled during my cancer treatment, the diagnoses, my experience. And I opened up my journal, and today's February 25th, and I just happened to open up my journal to February 25th, 2004.
Now, I'm not sure what was going on with me and my diagnosis at that time, but I do know that it was during that time that I had had a bone marrow transplant the year before. And so I know there were some residual things that was happening to my body. And so when I opened up my journal today, one of the things that I saw that I wrote on Wednesday, February 25th, 8:30 a.m., which is always what I do. I put the date, the time, and then I begin to write. But I wrote, "Fear is contaminated faith. Believe in the love of God. Fear is contaminated faith. Believe in the love of God." And I wrote my prayer to God at that moment, "Father, what do you see in me? What is your will for my life? I am your child, and I believe you. I believe your word and your message. I accept my healing for your purpose. I know that there's work that I must do, and I step forward to accept your way." And that really is kind of the core of where I am today, because I had to accept that God's purpose for my life was greater than a cancer diagnosis. It was greater than anything that the doctors could either fathom or explain to me. And that through the experiences that I went through, I'm here today to use my voice to share a message of hope and empowerment, and particularly inspiration, because this is Josie's inspiration. And I want to inspire you to seek beyond whatever life circumstances you are having right now and to seek God and know that his plan for you is different from the doctor's. And so I understand that brain fog was something that I experienced then. And even now as I'm sitting here and understanding that there are challenges even now with my memory, with my speech in terms of me speaking exactly what I want to say and sometimes in the middle of a sentence forgetting what I was about to say. You know, that's real, you know, and it doesn't have to be about chemo brain that we experience that, or a brain fog can happen even outside of a cancer diagnosis. But with that cancer diagnosis, with the treatments, with all that the body goes through for me, through chemo, radiation, stem cell transplant, having had blood clots and pneumonia and, you know, so many things that the body goes through, it's amazing how resilient our bodies are when we understand that we are creatures of God, that our bodies can be healed with him. And so it is truly by his stripes that I know that I've been healed for his purpose. And so today I am here to share what essential oils can be beneficial for someone experiencing brain fog. Now, once again, I remind you, I am not a doctor. I am studying to be certified as an aromatherapist. But I'm not there yet. This is a part of my process because I love my oils. I have found them to be so beneficial for whatever I'm going through. I'm not big on medicine. You know, I will tell my family and my friends, you know, my first thought is I'm experiencing something. I've got an oil for that. Let me look it up and let me use my oils. If I must go to the doctor, I'll go and seek the doctor's advice because I trust their medical knowledge, but I trust even more God's creation, my body. And he created me with a mind to make conscious decisions and to seek wisdom and direction. And so that's what I'm sharing with you today. I want to inspire you to have a better understanding of essential oils and how they can benefit something like brain fog. And so let me just begin to tell you a little bit about
some of my favorite oils for that purpose. Oil that I'm going to talk about is rosemary. And what you might notice as I talk about the oils is these are also spices. You know, rosemary, you might think, oh, I add that to my chicken dishes because it gives my chicken a great flavoring. But rosemary is indicated for a wide range of brain issues. It is known as the oil of remembrance because it can improve mental clarity. It's also good for respiratory ailments, coughs, bronchitis, asthma, and it helps to strengthen the immune system as well as the liver and gallbladder. It helps balance the endocrine system and supports adrenal function, and it is a tonic for the heart and for varicose veins. Now, the thing that I love about rosemary is it brings about an emotion of humbleness, awareness, feeling strengthened and radiant. And that's so important when you're going through a cancer diagnosis, when you're experiencing brain fog. You want to humble yourself to God. You want to be aware beyond what your current situation is, and you want to feel strengthened, and you want to radiate positivity. Now, the second oil that I'm going to share with you is the oil of sweet marjoram. Now, I love this oil. I use it for a whole lot of things, and one of my favorite things is to diffuse it in some unscented sea salt and to open it up beside my husband on his side of the bed because it helps stop his snoring. But we'll talk about that another day. But sweet marjoram is also known as the herb of happiness by the Romans and the joy of the mountains to the Greeks. It is a oil that when it is applied topically, it's body, but it's also good to help relax the muscles. And so when you're experiencing brain fog, there is a tension in the body, and that tension can cause you to be anxious and to have anxiety. And so I like the fact that this is an oil that can help you feel happier, but it is an oil that is has the ability to stimulate and clear the mind and to relieve headaches. And so whether or not it's a brain fog or maybe somebody who's truly experiencing Alzheimer's or dementia, it can help stimulate and clear the mind, and that's really important. And so I like sweet marjoram as an oil because it has that ability to also help with the brain. It can also help dilate blood vessels and to have benefit for the nerves. And if you want to diffuse it in a room, if you want to just put it in some bath salts and relax. Now, the third oil, you know, I think a lot of people hear a lot about this right now because we know more about Eastern medicine. And so turmeric, you know, we think about that again as a spice. Turmeric is very strong as an antioxidant, and it can help protect the body from free radical damage, which is something that happens to the body as it's going through so many different treatments. It is a powerful oil because it also can help the functioning of the body. It can help calm you. It can relieve your tension. It's very calming. And I like the fact that it can balance you emotionally. And you need emotional balancing when you're going through brain fog or chemo brain because you're going to feel totally out of sorts. It is a remedy for the head, clearing and stimulating and relieving headaches. That means it has a property that is called cephalic, and cephalic is anything that has to do with the head. And so it helps in that way as well. And I love the fact that it can really give some benefit to us. And one of the other things that I want to share about these first three oils is even adding them into your diet. Turmeric is a great spice. It aids in digestion. Turmeric can be added to your cooking. I drink turmeric tea. You can also add rosemary, as I said, to chicken as a seasoning or as a spice. And marjoram has many benefits as well. Now, I started off in the beginning telling you that I had an oil that I was diffusing today myself, and this is one of my favorite go-to oils, and it is a blend that is trademarked by Youngevity, which is the company that I am a part of, and this is an oil that I keep at my desk all the time, and it is called Awareness, because I need to be aware. And what awareness does is supports brain function, mental acuity, memory, and alertness. It's great for driving, studying, writing, taking tests, reading retention, as well as preventing mental fatigue. It stimulates logical left brain function and boosts mental focus and concentration. It is beneficial for whole brain function, allowing right brain creativity while aiding left brain logic in order to perform needed tasks, and is very beneficial in cases of learning challenges. So that says a lot, because awareness, as I said, is a blend. It supports the emotions, awareness, focus, credibility, empathetic, hope in the future. And when you have that diagnosis of cancer, you want to have hope for the future. But it contains some of my other favorite oils. It contains lemon, which I love because I like lemon, and lemon also is good for memory. It is very purifying, and it can help the body as well. Now, we know that lemon, lemon is something that you can use in so many ways. It's great in cleaning the home. It's great in teas. I like sometimes just to add a drop of lemon into my water in the morning to prepare my digestive tract before I eat. And then awareness also has peppermint. Peppermint is also really good to help you stay alert during long hours of work or while driving. It also contains rose, and rose helps encourage the production and release of dopamine. And rose is such a lovely scent, and so as I inhale this awareness, I can just catch an aroma of rose at the base. It also has basil. Now, I like basil because basil can help with travel sickness and a wide range of other things that have to do with infections, which when you're going through cancer treatments, your body's immune system is compromised. And so you want to make sure that you're able to keep your immune system healthy. And so basil is one of those oils, and it's also a spice. Love basil with my tomatoes. Rosemary is also in awareness, and we already talked about rosemary as an oil of remembrance. And so these oils, along with many other oils, can aid and benefit those who are experiencing challenges with the brain or brain fog. Turmeric, sweet marjoram, rosemary, and awareness. Because brain fog, for that cancer patient or that cancer overcomer or victor, is real. And I'm here to tell you that I'm still here on God's mission for his purpose, and I'm praying that your listening today will be benefited by the information that I am sharing with you. And I ask that you always remember that fear is contaminated faith. You must believe in the love of God, and you must understand that the Father has a greater purpose for your life. I'm Josie Hopkins, and this is Josie's Inspiration, and I have just shared the B of A to Z essential oils for cancer care. Be blessed. Tune in again in 2 weeks when I'll talk about the letter C. Have a blessed and beautiful day.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transition. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
This program is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Hello, my brothers and sisters, and welcome once again to Rev. Lydia Speaks. I'm calling this segment Reveling in Your Uniqueness, and this is designed to assist you in developing a consciousness of power. Now, as you know, form or manifestation follows the consciousness or thought process surrounding it. So this show is geared to anyone desiring to strengthen their divine connection to God, their source. The first thing to remember is that this can be done by reaffirming the knowledge of who you are. Just let me start by saying that you, yes, you, are a miracle. You are an amazing soul meant to be here at this now moment. You are an original masterpiece. What makes you a masterpiece is you are the one and only you. There's never been a duplicate, and that makes you rare and precious. Even if you're an identical twin, you're not a carbon copy on the inside.
You may have traits of the family that you were born into, but to try to be just like someone else kills the unique life force that is you. And that's a shame, because God took so much time and detail into creating you that even your fingerprints are unique patterns. This is why we would do well to revel in this knowledge. Now, the word revel conjures up pictures of great celebration, of like having fun and being totally carefree. And that, to me, sounds a lot like worship, because when you're in that gratitude mode for our very lives and we're giving thanks for that Christ nature down within us, and you're praising that God essence that was placed there at the time that you were created, that's worship, and that's reveling. Your life is a gift from God. And how you treat yourself and care and nurture for yourself is your gift to Him. If you just think, the God of the universe painstakingly formed you. If that's not enough, now let's think about this. After He took His time and He created everything individually for you, He then breathed His life force, the scriptures call it Ruha, into you so that you can be connected to the all good of His power. And you should be shouting right now, because this word is used to convey God's own spirit. And 2 Corinthians 3:17 says, where the Spirit of God is, there is freedom. But how can someone who does not know the who they are and the why they are here, or even worse, they still don't believe it, how can that person learn to revel in their uniqueness? You ask. You have not because you ask not. And then you listen. We're good for the first part, but we have to learn to be still enough to listen. Now, this is important, because when you ask your questions, you do that during your alone time with God. A very wonderful writer named Wayne Dyer said, you are divine enough to ask and important enough to receive. And the Bible tells us that you can go boldly before your Father. But you got to listen with the ear behind your physical ear, that ear that's connected to the very soul of you. Now, when you first ask the question, who am I? Your surface mind will say what has been used to saying just to get the quick amen or to fall into agreement with everyone else. The generic, I am a child of God. And I say generic because that statement fits, but it fits everyone. It's true and it's beautiful, but it's what I call being spiritually, politically correct. You, individual essence of God that you are, are so much more. And what could be more than being a child of God? Well, that statement is only the beginning, because as God's child, you were given specialties and personal I am statements, experiences, and the trials that you went through. And when you went through and came out of the other side, you're now qualified to help someone else. So instead of saying, I am a child of God, and stopping at that, just try to go deeper. I go deeper. This is my personal I am statement. This is what God gave me during my meditation and quiet time with Him. Because just like everybody else, I was asking the same questions. I had no idea exactly what I was supposed to do. But when I asked, yes, I'm a child of God. But I am God's child, His personal representative, a strong, focused, reliable person committed to helping others experience the truth of who they are and whose they are. I enjoy life, and life responds to me in kind. Now, when you get your personal I am statements, write them down. I'm going to tell you how I got mine. It was over 20 years ago. I was going through a patch in my life where, I was doing well, But there was something in my soul that was telling me I needed to do more, that I had so much more to give, more than just sitting in the church pew and doing the obligatory amen. So I decided to make myself a meditation room. And this was totally apart from any other part of my house, where I could shut the door and I had my tapes and my music and I could sit down with my Bible. I didn't even tell my husband what I was doing, because all of this took place like 3 o'clock in the morning. For some reason, for 2 straight weeks after me asking and searching and feeling empty, I would wake up between 3 and 3:30 every morning. Okay, the first time that happened, I just laid there and I tossed and I turned and I really didn't understand what was going on. But I decided to go into my little meditation room and ask the questions. Well, I went in that first night, and as you could imagine, I got nothing. But I know now that I went in with the mindset of instant gratification. No, God needs you to humble yourself and to sit before Him and wait patiently. So that's what I started doing. And I sat, and I guess it was about a week or so, every night between 3 and 3:30, and I would go in my room and just sit. And one night when I asked the question, there's got to be more that I could be doing, and I want to do it, and Father, I'm ready. And then He said to me, "Are you ready?" Now, I had no idea what that meant, and I really didn't even know if it was truly God, because are you ready? Ready for what? So my Christian mind said, wait, that could be the devil. You might have opened yourself up to something crazy. But I hadn't. It was truly the God of me trying to connect with me, and I was just too thick to understand that. So I went back, and I went back, and I went back. And it took a long time before I got another, "Are you ready?" And this time I said, "Yes, I'm ready, God," and I just put myself in your hands, because I know that anything that is of you, it's nothing that's going to hurt me. And if it's anything that I can do to be of any consequence in your kingdom, and that's what I really want to do, is walk in your kingdom, unashamed, unabashedly strong in your word. Right after that, I was given an opportunity to attend some classes that I thought was just going to enhance my Bible time, you know, my understanding of the Bible. It turned out to be so much more, because I came out of that 5 years later as an ordained minister. And things started clicking from there. Everything that you really desire, you have to have an open mind about, because they aren't going to come to you the way you think it's going to come to you. Even being able to sit here and talk to you on this radio show, I asked God to enlarge my territory. I actually was talking about maybe speaking at a few more churches in places that I had not been. And then God touched me on the shoulder, and through Kayla Paget Ministries and Josie's Inspirational Ministries, He said, "Are all these other countries big enough for you?" So praise God, we're going in and we're talking. And I'm going to continue to be a student of the Spirit. And I'm going to continue to listen. And I am going to get more of my I am statements. And you better believe that I'm going to share them, because everybody needs to know the truth of who they are. Put all of your I am statements, like I said, where you can read them, where you can see them. Because you have to do this reading until they become the truth of you. And you can roll this off of your tongue and out of your spirit as easily as you can your name and your telephone number. Now, you might say what I just told you is like pride or conceit. But because your statements will be what God reveals as His thoughts about you, believe what He says, because God is not a man that he would lie. So knowing what he says about you helps you remember who you are, why you are here, and whose you are. And as a unique, individualized expression of the divine, you are very important and essential to God's plan. You are an important piece of the puzzle. Now, your purpose may be a mystery to you right now, but trust God's timing. God will come forth with the time for you with your priceless gifts to show up and bless the world. There are some questions that I think may actually guide you to finding your purpose and help keep you grounded as to what is important for you. You might want to write these down. You might want to think about them several times because they helped me, and I know they'll help you too. Now, the first one is, if this were the last few days of your life on this plane, with whom would you share your last precious moments? Think about this hard, because this is extremely important. Because the people that you surround yourself with should be people who could pour into you when you need it, so that the circle of energy flows constantly. And there will be times, I don't care how enlightened you think you are or how spiritual you think you are, you're going to come across some times and some things in your life that are going to rock you to your shoes. And you're going to question everything that you think you know. But you need a circle of people around you that are strong. And you need that circle because each one of you at a certain time is going to need the other. And when these people can pour into you and keep your energy up and keep your vibration flowing, and I mean flowing, because if that circle of light and love and that positive thought patterns are there, remember, you manifest your world from your thought patterns. So if you're going to manifest anyway, it might as well be something fantastic. And here's another question. What is it that makes me happy down to my very core just to think about? What can I do to make this a reality? And when I say makes you happy down to your core, have you ever been daydreaming? And let's just make it sound like you're a super person for right now. You're like a super creature. And you can just stop poverty and you can stop all the hatred and the racism. And it just makes you feel so invincible. And with God on your side, you are invincible. Whatever it is that makes you that happy down to your core, what can you do to make that a reality? When you know that this is the thing that you are supposed to be here to do, you have now found part of your purpose. Now, this one is extremely important. And I'm going to use this because of the materialistic nature of us human beings. If money was no object, what would I be doing? Think about that for a while. If money was no object, do you really think that the only way you can help someone is financial? And what if you don't have the finances yourself? Do you think that you're incapable of being of any use to anybody? Brothers and sisters, I have to tell you right now to take one small movement toward whatever this is that you say you would be doing if you had no cares, no worries. Just one small thing that you could do. It doesn't take money. It takes consistency. If you just show up, God will show out. God has a habit of just coming through every fiber of your being, everything you can do. Perhaps you don't have any money. Perhaps you have a little extra time. and there may be some elderly person that you could do something for. Nothing much, just to sit and talk. Play a game of checkers. People are lonely because they don't know how to be alone with themselves because they don't believe that they have the essence of God within them. People start to think that there's a separation between themselves and the power of God. The only separation is that which you have made. I'm telling you this from experience. There was a time when you would think, and God is this great Father sitting on a throne up above the clouds that's just waiting for you to mess up. Now, is that the God of love that you've been thinking about? Is that the God that made you with such precision that you're pure love? And we're always pure love. A baby has to be taught to hate. A baby, in my opinion, is the way God says, I'm not through with this world. I'm still sending my love in. Pure essence of God. And it's nothing for money. And here's another one. What sacrifices are you willing to make these things that you thought about a reality so that when God's divine time shines on you, you'll be able to walk through the open door, prepared to embrace your true self, your divine self, your perfect, whole, and complete self, brimming with the love and the joy and the confidence of my God essence and my God-given uniqueness? We start each day as an empty vessel. And when we learn to release all of the past knowledge of just negative and uncertain thought patterns, and we stand still before the Father and we let Him pour His knowledge of self into us so we can pour into others, we are then brimming to overflowing. And we become that rock that's thrown into the pond of negativity. We become that drop of clear water that dispels the dirty water. We are the people that we are waiting for. And I'm telling you right now, it's worth all the introspection. It's worth all the questions. And just do so with an open heart and an open mind, because God is there waiting. And people keep saying, I found God. God wasn't lost. We were, and we did it to ourselves, and we can now take back our glory. We can take back all of the God-given rights, birthrights, but we just got to let Him move through us. I'm going to ask you one more time, what is it that you feel that you are qualified right now to do for others? Think about that. Write that down and read it and embody it and become it to make your life a better place. I will ask you to release all of these negative thought patterns and relax your mind in the thought that God is for you and God is working through you, and relate to the God within you. Father, I give thanks that this knowledge has come through you, and I right now declare, decree, and affirm for everybody under the sound of my voice that they understand who they are and whose they are and the fact that you are within them. You're not a distance away. You're not somewhere above a cloud. You are God all by yourself in them. The kingdom of heaven is within. That's what the Christ told us. I believe that. This is something that we need to hear. And I say these words at the invitation of the Christ, at the insistence of the Christ, and with the knowledge of the Christ. And so it is. I want you to release your mind and enjoy the rest of your day, knowing that you are special. You are whole, perfect, and complete the way you are. You are a unique masterpiece. And just like Mandisa says in my song that starts and ends my show. I'm just unfinished. But you won't be unfinished for long, brothers and sisters, if you just allow the Christ nature to take over. Just take over. And you stand still and know that He is God. Join me next time when my topic will be the power in your words. Yes, your words have power. They have power to invade. They have power to heal. They have power to bring forth such beautiful circumstances in this world. Learn to speak from the God of you. We learn to pray from the God of us, not to something that's outside, but from what we have inside. So fill yourself. Until next time, be blessed.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers 1-888-201-5313.